Don't you just leave your darling on a good deal of volunteer. Lean back and stay a while on a good deal of volunteer.
In about 3 minutes on monitor, Bob Hope and or Bing Crosby. Live, alive-o, from the new Madison Square Garden in New York, which has its official opening tonight. Bob and Bing are headlining a big benefit there. My name's Morgan. This is the family group called the Cowsills. Number one in home entertainment, come number one for the money specials. Special introductions of brand new color TV and stereo. So play now, pay later, the RCA way.
Play now, pay later, the RCA way.
At your participating RCA dealer now. Tonight in New York, the opening of the new Madison Square Garden. And to quote from the ads, there's only one way to premiere the world's most spectacular showplace, and that's with the world's greatest entertainment. So on opening night, Bob Hope and Bing Crosby will be there with an all-star show. It's a benefit, with the net proceeds going to the USO. Rehearsals are going on at the new garden now, and we have the Messrs. Hope and Crosby on our monitor open line. Hello, Robert. Hello, Bing.
Hello. Hello, Henry. This is Bing. Robert's out counting his money or something right now.
Well, gee whiz, we promised people $3 billion worth of talent. Now we only have $2 billion.
Oh, you got about 85 cents, Henry, to be accurate.
Well, I think...
Well, it's a hectic scene around here, as you might imagine. A new garden opening and trying to put a show on here in the arena, licking all the problems of the camera placement and the microphones and the sound system. But I think it'll all smooth out by showtime. He's got a formidable cast, Barbara Eden, Pearl Bailey, Rocky Marciano, countless others, and the Les Brown Band and the Glee Club from up the river at West Point. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's listed as having Bob as MC. Are you going to co-MC or what?
No, I just do a guest shot, sing a few songs, and then do a spot with him, do a medley, and then work in the sketch.
How long has it been since you worked live with him?
Oh, I've worked live with him recently, 4 or 5 months ago. But never in New York. I think the last time we worked live in New York must have been... when we played the Capitol Theater in 1932. He was doing an act with a young lady then, and I was doing a single.
In 32?
I think it was 32. That's a long way back. Who can tell?
Was it before or after your first picture together?
Long before.
Because that was in the 30s, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I made a picture called The Big Broadcast in 31, and Bob probably came out to Hollywood in about 34 or 5. I'm just stabbing here at the date. I'm not sure.
Where'd you first meet him, in 32?
Oh, no, I knew Bob around the Old Friars Club. That was an actors' club here in New York. And then, you know, we were buddies around the club. Played a lot of pool with him. He stole a lot of money from me. And then at the Capitol Theater, as I told you, we played together on the bill for 2 or 3 weeks.
I guess that's before NB met C.
That's right. This show tonight's going to be about 2.5 hours long. And out of that, he's going to extract about 50 solid minutes of the good fat stuff. If he's doing any of the editing, you know where I'm going to wind up, Henry. he'll get a good fat show out of it, I'm sure, and it's going to be on Monday night on NBC, the solid segments from this big show that's premiering the new Madison Square Garden.
Just the good stuff.
Oh, yeah, the solid stuff, the heavy stuff.
Listen, you said you could...
Nothing but solid yells. All gut roars, Henry.
Listen, are you doing any rock stuff these days?
Just around the fringes. Not serious. Serious rock. I think I might fall on my face if I try that. I just don't quite grab it. I enjoy it when it's done right, with good musicians and in tune and with good voices, and when they're well arranged. Some of them are marvelous, I think. Now, the Association and the Fifth Dimension groups like that are doing some beautiful things. I do a couple little things that might be considered semi-rock, you might say, pseudo.
Sort of on the pebbly side.
Yeah, you know, for a fellow my age, how far can you go?
You seem to get more out of distance than anybody else. Listen, what are you doing in New York when there's all that golf going on at home?
I know, they're finishing the big Andy Williams tournament today on NBC. I hope to get a look at some of it if we have a minute here between the rehearsals. But I've a couple things to do in New York. I did a shot for Ed Sullivan yesterday, commemorating Irving Berlin's 80th birthday. That's a big show that's going to be on an unnamed network in May. And I'm doing an album, too, for Pickwick Records. And seen a couple shows. I've seen 3 or 4 shows. And Catherine's with me. She sees 2 shows a day while she's here.
That's the way to kill the time.
Saw a couple of wonderful shows, Spofford, and I Never Sang for My Father. Enjoyed them immensely.
Yeah, that's one of them is a dear friend of mine, Hal Holbrook.
He's very good in this Never Sang for My Father. He's outstanding, in fact.
Say, I got a weird question for you, something we dug up.
Uh-huh.
Back in 33,
yeah.
Hold your hat,
yeah.
You did an interview, and you said your favorite comedian was Jimmy Durante.
Well, Jimmy, he used to break me up. Whenever time I saw him work, I was in sections, and I still am. But I've heard a lot of great comedians since then. The fellow I'm working with today is a fair hand. He's quite competent.
Well, he's a comer.
Yeah, he's got a chance. If he's properly supported, that's what he needs, is someone that can support him and handle him and channel him and keep him in the groove and pace him. He needs pace because he gets a little excited, and if he gets a laugh, he might try to milk it to some stuff like that, which I abjure.
Well, it's fortunate that he has an editor traveling with him.
I watch him closely.
Thank you very much, Bing.
Nice to have the chat with you on monitor. And don't forget to look at the show tomorrow night, Monday night.
It is a date. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Talking with you. It's going to be a spectacular opening of the new Madison Square Garden with Bob and Bing, and a great benefit for the USO. That was on Monitor's open line, and you are on the Monitor Beacon. Back with Monitor, and a note for you parents. Scouting helps your boy to train his mind and body to meet any challenge. Wouldn't you like your son to have the benefit of preparedness training? Then encourage him to join the Boy Scouts. You want more information? You can call your local Boy Scout Council office. Latest by Jack Jones.
If you ever leave me, don't worry at all. If you ever leave me, just smile ever leave me, I'll hide all my fears. And even though I try and still pretend that I don't need your warmth, don't need your touch,
live coverage of the Andy Williams San Diego Open Golf Tournament. Monitor Sports is brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest throat. No, that's mine. The world's largest car insurance company.
Hi, this is Phil Foster. You know something? I get sick and tired of people telling me I talk with a bad Brooklyn accent. Like when I say State Farm Mutual is the world's biggest car insurance company, fair, friendly service. Now, where's the accent problem? When I say State Farm or world's biggest, maybe when I say best car insurance value or fast, fair, friendly service. Now, be honest, folks. Does that sound like a bad Brooklyn accent to you? To me, it sounds like a beautiful Brooklyn accent. Hey.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
After a six-second pause for switching, a report from the Andy Williams San Diego Open at the Torrey Pines Golf Course.
This is Frank Dill at the 18th green of the Torrey Pines Golf Club, where the final round of the Andy Williams San Diego Open is underway. After an overcast morning, the sun starting to burn through, the temperature about 60 with a light breeze. Starting play today, we had a three-way tie for the lead, Al Geiberger, Tom Weisskopf, and Jack Nicklaus at 11 under par 205. But out on the course, the leaders are now ending or nearing the end of the front nine, and we have Al Geiberger moving in front of the field. Al picking up the stroke on par today is 12 under. In a three-way tie for second place at 11 under, Tom Weisskopf, Ray Floyd, who's making a move today, and young Bobby Lund at 10 under, Marty Fleckman and Jack Nicklaus. Jack, in other words, has lost a stroke to par today. Earlier, we had a chance to talk to the central figure in this tournament, Andy Williams.
Andy, welcome to the monitor microphone.
Thank you, Frank. I'm delighted to be here. And I'm delighted that you're here, too, the folks from Monitor, because you always do such a great job of reporting these golf matches. I wanted everything to go exactly right, and as long as you're on hand, I know it will.
It's really a success this year, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I'm delighted because when I decided to lend my name to it and become part of a golf tournament, I did it because I wanted to help the Salk Institute to raise some money. And we wanted to do it first class, do it the right way. And still, we had hoped that maybe we would, in the first year, break even, and possibly after the growing pains of a first tournament, we'd be able to contribute substantially to the Salk Institute. And it looks as though we're going to be able to hand a check over to Dr. Jonas Salk for somewhere around $200,000 the first year, which is kind of unheard of. And we put on a show in the evening of the 6th, Jack Benny came down. He didn't play in the tournament, but he did 35 minutes beautifully. Henry Mancini brought a 50-piece orchestra down from Los Angeles. The Osmond Brothers came. I was there. Bob Hope introduced me, did about 15 minutes. Show that, you know, you couldn't possibly buy. You wouldn't have enough money to put on that kind of a show. Couldn't possibly come out even. And we made, I think, around $100,000 that night, which will go to the Salk Institute.
Well, congratulations, Andy. You've done a great job with the tournament yourself, and we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you, Frank.
Out on the course, we repeat, Al Geiberger has taken the lead here in the final round. He's 12 under par through seven holes, one shot ahead of Tom Weisskopf, Ray Floyd, and Bobby Lund, and two strokes ahead of Marty Fleckman and Jack Nicklaus. It is still anybody's tournament here at the Andy Williams San Diego Open. This is Frank Dill for Monitor Sports.
We'll have frequent reports on that tournament for you throughout the afternoon, so...
stay right here on NBC.
When you eat too well, demand Digel.
What is Digel?
Digel is something different for acid indigestion, heartburn, gas.
Oh. How does Digel work that's different from my plain antacid?
Well, plain antacids relieve excess acid, but they don't contain anything extra to relieve that overstuffed feeling you can get with indigestion. Digel relieves excess acid and contains simethicone. Simethicone is the extra ingredient that helps Digel break up stomach gas, too. When you eat too well, demand Digel. When you eat too well, demand Digel. Available at all drug counters in creamy mint tablets or liquid. D-I-G-E-L, Digel.
When someone in your family has a minor cut or scrape, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Cream, lotion, or spray.
Heart being busted by the Tijuana Brass. A break for our NBC stations coast to coast, and we'll be back again. Morgan, Monitor, and in Alexandria, Louisiana, we're heard on KSYL.
More highlights of the Andy Williams Golf Tournament today on the NBC Radio Network.
It's morning, Jim. It's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date.
It has been a week. I was out in Indiana, and I figured I was going to stay until I got the garbage off the streets in New York. And then I came back and I found that there was unrest in Indiana. The men at the University of Notre Dame in South Bend had complained that their campus lacked something, and the lack was women. Don't tell me they just now discovered there's nothing like a dame. The Johnny Mansingers. Instant happy. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowner insurance company. In 1 minute, a report from Moscow on a writer there who deplores the way the consumer is treated in the Soviet Union. First, this message.
This is Al Cap for the defense of the roller skate. All roller skates aren't bad. There are good skates, you know. But it's always the roller skate that massacres the mailman or sends the meter reader reeling. What about the garden hose? What about the dog that wakes up biting? Well, whether it's the roller skate or the garden hose, your best protection is a homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty in case the mailman or the meter reader want to meet you again in court. It'll protect your house and your possessions, too, in case of fire and theft and other such nastiness, and all at one low package price. Good idea? Then phone your State Farm agent about his homeowner's policy right now and watch out for that blasted roller skate in the hall.
For your home and your car and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Now, Bill Brown, NBC News, Moscow.
In the Soviet Union, the customer is always wrong. That is not the opinion of a disgruntled Western observer. Rather, it is the charge made in Moscow's current literary gazette by a Soviet writer who takes sharp exception to bad practices visited on Russian consumers, some of them who sound familiar to Americans. Take air travel, for example. In the Soviet Union, a passenger is required to arrive at the airport 1 hour before his flight. If he's late, he pays a fine, usually about 13 rubles. But irate writer A. Rubinoff points out acidly, if the plane is late, that's just too bad. The customer waits. Sometimes, he notes, there are not even seats enough in the air terminal for waiting passengers. One man complained of this recently and was advised to sit on the floor, where he was told it's warmer anyway. That, according to Mr. Rubinoff, is a bit too cavalier. Mr. Rubinoff castigates much of the retailing mechanism of his country, saying it is becoming a wayward and unlimited dictatorship. Now, really warmed up, he complains that hundreds of millions of hours are wasted annually by suffering consumers who stand in line everywhere. He singles out laundries, pointing out that one's wash is never ready when promised, a fact that can be substantiated by any resident of Moscow. Not even the mails escape Mr. Rubinoff's ire. Why, he asks, is the mail always late at holiday seasons? Why can't the service be improved? Last year's abundant fruit harvest in the southern republics is a case in point, Rubinoff says. Thousands of Russians received boxes of rotten fruit because of delays in the mail. No apology, just a box of smelly fruit buzzing with flies. Who should have the upper hand in the struggle between humans and enterprises, asks Rubinoff. The long-suffering, patient consumer, he says. In the words of A. Rubinoff, something's got to be done. Bill Brown, NBC News, Moscow.
Ring Around the World, another in Monitor's series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. This report also brought to you by Newsweek magazine. If you have a youngster in high school, you know how fast young people can learn these days with the help of up-to-date visual teaching aids. One such aid is News Focus, now being produced every 2 weeks by Newsweek magazine. News Focus brings easily understood news from all over the world right into the classroom. Photographs, maps, drawings to be made instantly into transparencies for overhead projection. If you're a teacher and you haven't yet seen News Focus, you should look into it. Write News Focus, 444 Madison Avenue, New York 10022. The latest by Jimmy Rogers, I Believed It All.
Mary had a little lamb. One and one make two. And on the birthday came, blow them out, and your wish comes true. Does she love me? Does she not? Tell me. Acorns grew, one and one made two. I believed it all, didn't you?
I remember when every day began with strawberry jam and laughter. And every story ended with happily ever after. I remember feeling that I would be safe if I didn't step on a crack. The days when the sun was up ahead and the wind was up my back.
Does she love me? Does she not? Tell me, Daisy, do. Oh, to be a child again. Oaks from acorns grew, one and one. I believed it all. Didn't you? Didn't you?
Don't forget.
What?
To call your FTD florist today for Valentine's Day flowers.
When's Valentine's Day?
Well, I'll tell you, fella. It's the day after the Fiesta de Menendez. Menendez is better known in St. Augustine than St. Valentine. And that's because he founded the oldest city in America, see. The Fiesta's on Tuesday the 13th, and you're on your own from there. And you're also on the Monitor Beacon. This new release by Matt Monroe.
Listen to me, Polly, while you can. You're a pretty Polly, ask any man. Soon you will awake and you want to take the world. That's when I'll lose you, wide-eyed pretty Polly. Soon you'll be worldly pretty Polly. For all to see, youth lasts for a moment. Hold on to that moment. Spend your moment close to me.
RCA, number one in home entertainment. Come number one for the money specials. Special introductions of brand new color TV with big 23-inch diagonal screen.
Play now, play later. The RCA way. Ba-ba-ba.
Number one for the money specials. Brand new stereo consoles. Big stereo sound and beautiful cabinet styles. Also, brand new black and white TV, portable stereo and radios. So play now, pay later, the RCA way.
Play now, pay later, the RCA way. Ba-ba-ba.
Get a number one for the money special at participating RCA dealers now.
Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
Winners Never Quit is the title of a new and interesting sports book by Phil Pepe. The other day, Phil and I got a chance to sit in front of a monitor microphone and talk about it. Phil, in your book, Winners Never Quit, you got quite a list of winners who didn't quit. How many did you start out with?
Well, I sat down to do the book, Joe, and I figured I knew what I was looking for, and I just made a tentative list, and I came up with 40, and I stopped. And obviously, we couldn't do 40 in a book this size.
Let me give you the names. I don't think that all of them, the stories are stories of fellows who overcame injuries. For example, Jackie Robinson.
Right. Well, let me first say, Joe, that the intention was not to do only injury stories, because then there would be a sameness about it that we didn't want. But any adversity, any mental, social, physical problem, Jackie Robinson obviously had a lot to overcome being the first Negro in professional baseball.
Maury Wills.
Maury Wills, because of his size, Joe. You know, the Giants told him he'd never be a professional baseball player because he was too little. Johnny Unitas was told by the Pittsburgh Steelers, sent home. He couldn't make it as third-string quarterback. Pete Gogolak, he and his family, when Pete was a young boy, they left communist Hungary. And most of the others are physical problems.
Which is your favorite?
Well, I like two. I like the Jackie Robinson story, because I've always liked the Jackie Robinson story, and I felt that I was a fan growing up in Brooklyn when Jackie broke in. I've always been a fan of his, and I remember that, although not being around on the beat, I remember the situation, and I think I wrote that the best. But I kind of like Jerry Kramer, too, because I think he had so many things to overcome.
My favorite is Herdebees.
Jim Herdebees, yes, he did. And I guess maybe it's hard for us to understand what it's like to drive at Indianapolis at such great speeds and crash into a wall and be burned on 70% of your body, and then to come back and to win the very event the following year in which he got almost fatally hurt.
Phil, you're talking in your book about reshaping his hands or molding them a certain way.
Yes, the doctors knew when his hands were burned that they would have to, with plastic surgery, they patched his fingers together. They just use skin from other parts of his body to make his hands all over again. And they asked, when he found out that they had to do this, he said, "Well, Doc, make them curved so I can grip a steering wheel."
Phil, it's a great book. It really is. It should be a great inspiration to a lot of youngsters and to a lot of adults. Winners Never Quit is the name of it, and I thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Joe.
That was Phil Pepe, author of Winners Never Quit. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this from Renews It.
What woman wants an air freshener her husband won't even notice? Well, chances are you do. Renews It air fresheners, so lightly, pleasantly scented, that husbands and friends notice the difference they make, not the fragrance. That's because Renews It air fresheners remove unpleasant odors instead of masking them. Clears stuffy air in seconds. 5 spring-like fragrances to choose from, and all at a surprisingly low budget-coddling price. Renews It air fresheners with the good housekeeping seal. Joe Garagiola's sports commentary and interviews with personalities who make sports news are a regular weekend feature on Monitor. Weekdays, Joe's on NBC Radio.
La, 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 la. Don't go breaking my heart. One drop of rain doesn't make the sun. Yeah.
voice of Tomiko Jones.
Hey, man, I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse.
Not me. Indigestion bothers me when I eat too well.
Haven't you heard about Digel?
Digel?
You see, when you get indigestion, you may have double trouble. Excess acid and heartburn. Now, plain acids neutralize excess acid, but they have no direct effect on heartburn. Gas. Digel relieves both.
Well, what's in Digel?
Well, first, Digel contains simethicone, an extra ingredient that helps relieve heartburn. Gas, that too-full feeling. Second, Digel's modern antacids neutralize excess acid easily, so you feel better fast. To get double-action relief of indigestion's double trouble, get Digel. Works as no plain antacid can.
When you get a minor kitchen burn, stop the pain with Solarcaine. More effective than ordinary first aids that have no pain-killing ingredients. Solarcaine contains benzocaine, medication used by doctors. Cools, soothes, aids healing. Stop skin pain with Solarcaine. Spray, lotion, or cream.
Happy Wanderer by the Baltimore and Ohio Marching Band. This is Mr. Morgan.
You must take a station break. Don't turn your set off. Don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind. Let's get lost for time. With Monitor.
You've got a date. Tomorrow, to save in Macy's Lincoln Birthday Sale of Furniture. Tomorrow only, see an exciting collection of famous make furniture and mattresses on sale at big reductions. See names such as Ethan Allen, Drexel, Simmons, Bassett, Heritage, Stratolounger, and many more all on sale. You save 20% on exquisite Heritage sofas and chairs. Drexel's elegant Esperanto Mediterranean collection is 10% off regular prices. Get 10 to 20 off on the best of famous Ethan Allen Early American. And as an extra special, save 33% on a Simmons Superfirm mattress. Handcrafted, they're made with patented rest coil construction and pre-built borders to help prevent sagging. This Simmons mattress is regularly $59.95. Tomorrow, the sale price is just $39.95. So don't let this Lincoln's birthday go as just another holiday. Save in Macy's dramatic, famous name furniture and mattress sale. Of course, you can charge your purchases on your Macy's account. Remember, it's tomorrow only at the Macy's nearest you. The forecast from WNBC, mostly sunny, windy, and quite cold this afternoon and tonight.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.